Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
I remember being on the radio many years ago in Chatsworth, Georgia, where I was preaching at the time. I do not remember the exact sermon I preached on the radio, but it had something to do with eternal punishment. I may have used a passage like the following. He who despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment do you suppose you shall be thought worthy who has trodden underfoot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace? For we know him who has said, Vengeance belongs unto me, says the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Hebrews 10:29-31. The next Sunday immediately preceding my program, a denominational preacher criticized preachers who appealed to fear in turning men and women away from evil. He quoted these words, There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He who fears is not made perfect in love. 1 John 4:18. Was that preacher trying to tell me that we ought not to preach like Jesus and his apostles? Did they not, on occasion, appeal to fear? I have time to give you one example from Christ and one from the Apostle Peter. In his great Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told his disciples, Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Matthew 7:15-19. Do you believe the expression, cast into the fire, was designed to warn men of hell fire? Peter urged his readers, Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. Both in the Old Testament and in the New, God's spokesman appeals to man's desire to please God. But they also warned of the folly of neglecting to live for God. They used fear over and over to lead men and women to obey God Almighty. So what did John have in mind when he wrote, There is no fear in love? Did he mean that fear is always a bad motive? If that is what he meant, he not only contradicted the teachings of Christ and of the other apostles, he contradicted some of his own writings. Love, like all other attributes of Christians, is a growth process. If you have been a Christian 40 or 50 years and have devoted your time, talent, and money to the service of God and of your fellow men, you probably do not have the fear you did when you first obeyed the gospel. I suspect that is true of many who have obeyed the gospel. But does anyone ever completely overcome fear? Fear of evil, fear of death, and fear of displeasing God. According to John, perfect love casts out fear. The word fear, phobos, can mean either respect or cringing fear. In this context, there is hardly any doubt it means cringing fear. Have you attained the perfect love John had in mind? Is there never any fear in your heart? I know I have not reached that point, but with God's help, I hope to keep growing in that direction. As we mature in the Christian faith, love drives fear away. John affirms that fear has torment. What we fear often torments us to the point we cannot rest or sleep. If you have had the Internal Revenue Service to investigate you, you know what I mean. If you have ever stood by the bedside of a dying loved one, you know what I mean. But he who fears is not made perfect in love. Very few of us have reached the stage where we no longer have any fear. But it is the goal toward which we must strive. We thank you for listening, and may God bless you.